What the number one topic is right now that we need to talk about, man, this whole thing with Diddy, man. Diddy.
The elephant
Diddy
in the room.
Do it. Diddy touch her. Diddy rape her.
Diddy hit her. Diddy hit her? Diddy? I mean.
Turn the lights out. Hey, yeah. Niggas ain't got no drip.
Nah.
All this damn ice, I'm frozen.
Ice.
I ain't never say no bitch.
Never.
No cape on, I'm awesome.
Racks.
I ain't had to buy this swag.
Swag.
MJ when I'm walking.
Whoa.
Niggas wanna do it like me.
Me.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
Yes.
Ooh.
Wait.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
Ay.
Ooh.
Wait.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
What up? It's your boy Iraq City, and I'm here with my co-host
Chris Evans. Hi guys.
And we are the Money Trail. You know what I'm saying? Today, you know, we doing, you know what I'm saying, some topics. And we got Young Legacy with us, man.
Boom.
You already know what it is, man. First though, before we start the show,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? We had somebody, you know, her name is Nikki. You know, she's a, you know what I'm saying, a fan of the show, and also she has her business. She makes these glasses, man. She made glasses for us.
Oh, tough.
Pimp glasses.
Shit's OC.
Said fire, man.
For sure. I love them. Thank fire. You so much, Nikki.
Very, yeah. very creative. Very yeah, creative.
I don't got glasses. One. I got the red cover and shit. My mad regular right now.
You gotta tap in with Nikki, man.
Nikki, I'm gonna tap in with you.
Anybody, you know what I'm saying? You see the glasses. Anybody that's interested, let me show you the glasses again.
Mm-hmm.
These are the glasses. Anybody that's interested, you could contact Nikki on her Instagram page, which is Miss Bunny Love. That's spelled MZ_BUNNY_LUV_. All right?
Matt underscores.
Get with it. But yo, it's just fire, man. So please support Nikki. Yo, cool. Halftime topics. Yo, it's a lot going on. What the number one topic is right now that we need to talk about, man, this whole thing with Diddy, man. Diddy.
The elephant
Diddy
in the room.
Diddy do it. Diddy touch her. Diddy rape her.
Diddy hit her. Diddy hit her? Diddy? I mean, we saw the video.
Yeah,
that video was crazy.
Saw the video, man, like what he did to Cassie. Anybody that didn't see the video, you know what I'm saying, just let you know. I think they was in a hotel. This is a video from what? 2019?
Oh, he been
how long
this.
Ago was this?
Oh, let me double shit. Check on that, but yeah, just fill them in.
This is a video from a couple years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They was in the hotel.
Mm.
As you see, you know what I'm saying, you can see Cassie trying to leave the room, trying to get on the elevator.
This is the video that's resurfacing now.
Mm-hmm. And you see Diddy coming out in a towel. Butt ass pulled.
Hey, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. Chasing after her. And
2016. So it's been some time.
Damn.
2016. This is a video from 2016.
Who was holding that for that long, though?
And now it's being released. That's crazy. Something that should have been released from the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody knows who posted it?
I don't know. You know, TMZ get a hold of everything.
That's
so I don't.
Crazy.
Shit is crazy. They find a way to get a hold. You can't hide nothing from TMZ. I'm going to tell you straight up. So this shit is crazy.
Man, that's sick.
But in a video, you see her trying to get away. She's trying to get to the elevator, leave the hotel room. He chases after her in the towel and throws her to the ground, kicks her. Next thing you see him sitting on a chair in the lobby. He throws, I think, a lamp at her, dragging her back to the room and everything. Yo.
Before we even get into it, I just want to say, you know, my heart goes out to Cassie. I feel like she got a lot of slack when she first started mm-hmm. speaking out against Diddy. And just to see, like, all of this footage come out, I think some people question the timing, some people question why now. But at the end of the day, I don't feel like anybody should ever be treated like that. So my heart goes out to her.
Gosh.
And I hope she's just, like, you know, in a healing space right now. And hopefully, you know,
Shorty
everything
like, yes, get this nigga.
Yeah, everything comes to light now. Hopefully that, you know, that does something. But yeah, I understand there's a lot of controversy about this.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That is crazy. What you think about this, Legacy?
Yeah, I'm not with the domestic violence shit, especially niggas hitting females and shit. Nah, I'm not with that. Or seen a lot of it growing up. So it's like, that's never been me. So me seeing that shit is just crazy. But it's like, all right.
I'm gonna be real with you. Even after, you know what I'm saying, this video came out, he put out an apology.
Yeah.
Bro.
That shit was not an apology, nigga.
It wasn't
an apology. That nigga was reading that shit.
He was reading something. Somebody had
him. You ain't see the Desi Banks skit?
I did.
That's exactly what was going on.
Desi Banks.
I felt that. Nah, he's mad
Desi
funny,
Banks
bro.
Funny as hell.
Shout out Desi Banks, bro.
But, there's no way that anybody could accept this apology that he put out, bro. After you see the things that he did to Cassie, you know what I'm saying, her being innocent and her just laying on that floor and him kicking her, bro. Yo, I don't understand how.
Cowards, like,
that's some cow. Yo, I don't understand how any man could do that to a woman. You know what I'm saying? That's like she's defenseless. Like she's just laying on the floor and he's kicking her, bro. And like even talking about this like shit that. Right now,
Coma's a bitch though.
Yeah, like, even Coma's talking about this shit come. Right now, this shit is crazy. Yeah. Yo, bro, this shit bothers me. Even talking about this shit right now, bro.
You know what also bothers me though, and I think that the controversial Charlamagne even touched on it. It's kind of weird though because it's like as much as you want to grieve for Cassie, it's like you also grieving because it's like when you think of hip hop, you think of Diddy. So it's like we're losing a big deal. You know what I mean? So it's like, how do we, as a culture, you know, he's given us so much, you know. Okay. And for us to, like, honestly, like, have to give him up too after we've given up so many talented artists, it's painful. It's painful for everybody.
Like, with a situation like this, all the allegations that's against him, can he come back from this? Like,
that's not even, I can't even tell you if because you never know. Me personally, from the standpoint I'm looking at right now, mm-hmm. I don't think so. I don't really think so. You got to do something. Extraordinary major shit for anybody to jack you, like, but it's still, they're not gonna forget about what you did. Like, I don't know, bro. It's a complicated situation. Like,
now he's definitely,
bro, he's like a man who's on top of the world and just everything just worked.
Yeah, he was in my eyes, somebody like Diddy, he was an icon.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everything that he did, let's hold on, let's not forget. He did a lot for hip hop.
A ton.
He did a ton for hip hop.
But you know, like, you know how, like, my mom used to say shit like that, shit like this right here, like, mm-hmm. like a man could be so successful, but that's all a mask. Like, it's a mask for all the negative shit he be doing. Like, so he's putting up this facade for the world, but like behind the scenes, the niggas Lucifer type shit.
Yeah,
but. And my mom said it differently, but you know, I just put it my own way. But
and the crazy thing is, bro, they've been saying this about Diddy for years.
I always wondered why they used to speak so, like, Mary J. Blige. I was at the VMAs, like the last VMAs.
Yeah.
Feel me, bro? The entrance they like the introduction they gave this nigga, bro. I'm like, bro, they didn't give no introduction, not even for Nicki, for nobody. Taylor Swift, nobody, and Taylor Swift won like full VMAs. She won the most VMAs that night, bro. Diddy came out, bro. He won like one or two VMAs, bro. Bro, the introduction was 20 minutes long. What is going on? I was like, damn, like, I always wondered why, though. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That shit was crazy. That shit is crazy. But can he come back? I don't know, son. You got to do some shit.
You got to
do
thing.
Some shit. Drop mm-hmm. some heat.
Apparently, he's not going to be arrested for this.
Yeah,
he's not. Also living like a real life old chavo. Like, he's
so he's literally, everything comes out. It's just a matter of who would be willing to work with him moving forward. Because he's not going to do any time for this. This isn't like, hate to throw him.
I feel like a lot of people still going to work with him though. Like,
That's what I'm getting at.
Like, this feel me?
Yeah.
A lot of people is not going to fuck with him. Like a lot of the real people, a lot of the innocent. Yeah. But he's still Diddy. He still got money. He's that. People don't be caring, bro. Like,
don't.
Bro, it's a sick world we live in.
People
bro.
Just care about money, bro.
Yeah, bro.
They don't care about what he did.
I'm trying to show you.
They just care about the money that they can make.
I'm trying to show you, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
It's a very for self world we live in. Like, he was like, so what? He's a millionaire. I'm trying to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Type shit. That's what's going on.
That's my thing. It's like, I feel like people are just going to, because he's not doing any time and there's like no real slap on the wrist, it's just like, oh, she came out with this video. I gave her the money. What else do you want from me? I said sorry on camera. What do you want? Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the part that kind of gets me. But, you know.
And you know what's so crazy? I'm one of the people that definitely apologized to Cassie because when she first came out with these allegations saying that he was doing all this stuff, I'm one of the people that didn't believe it. And you know why? I'm saying, let me tell you why.
No, I agree with you.
I'm one of the people that didn't believe it because I felt like it was all about money.
Yes.
Because, you know what I'm saying, if you hear what happened behind the scenes, she wanted a certain amount of money for her to not bring all this out, right? So I was like, yeah,
to protect his image.
Yeah, so I was like, yo, she trying to take advantage and she trying to get money, right? Then after me seeing this video, I'm just like, damn, she really went through this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, she really went through all this shit with abuse. You know what I'm saying? Sexual abuse, probably. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. All the stuff that they were saying that he did. And I definitely apologize to her about that. You know what I'm saying? Apologize for that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But,
I think I believed it, but I definitely didn't believe it to the extent. I felt like she was exaggerating a bit.
I apologize for that, cry for help, but it's like,
yeah, I apologize not for that too. I heard it because I'm like, for her to even say something like this against Diddy, there has to be some truth to it, but I didn't understand the extent. So that was real serious what she was doing.
But a lot of times when you look at it, someone successful like Diddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where he's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Damn near a billionaire. And when you hear, you know, whoever that worked around him come out with these allegations like, oh, he did this to me, and then file a lawsuit to get money. What do you think it's about? You think like, oh, all right, they trying to get a payoff.
Like, even
at the end of the day, always a payoff for somebody. Yeah. Like they need something out of the situation. Like, always, no matter what.
Fact.
It could be for a real good cause, but at the end of the day, I need mine. Like,
yeah.
That's what it is with people, bro. It's always going to be like that.
Even now, he has like another model that he worked with, apparently suing him now. So it's like this just opened up a lot of skeletons in his closet, you know? Mm-hmm. And it gave people a lot of room to now take advantage of the situation. So everybody lost in this situation, including us, including the fans.
For sure.
I don't know. I don't know what happens next.
Yeah,
you just
let
it play out.
And so, as you know, with this whole situation about Diddy, they brought Cameron on CNN. Unbelievable! I don't know. Out of all people, these niggas bring Cameron.
Yo,
you son. Know what?
He's a movie. He's
a son. Movie. So hold on. Hold on. I just want y'all to hear what was said.
This stuff. If there weren't a lot of people protecting him, do you think that's the case?
Who the talent agent for this joint? Like, you think I'll be sitting around watching what Diddy do and all this? I didn't know this was a Diddy joint that was inviting me to. Yo, who booked me for this joint?
Yo, hold on. This nigga's on CNN.
Yeah.
I said, who booked me for this joint?
So, everybody don't know what CNN is, bro. It's one of the top broadcasting news worldwide, you know, bro? Yo, this shit is worldwide, bro.
Yeah.
And they had Cameron. They brought Cameron on CNN, bro.
As they should. They knew what they was doing. They knew what they was doing.
Like, welcome back to the Money Trail Podcast. This episode is sponsored by Ramez Studios. If you're looking for a recording studio, a podcast studio,
photo and video studio, and event space, this is the studio you need to come to.
Book Ramez for your next creative project. What was they doing?
You think they knew that? You think they knew that he was going to do that?
They had to. They had to know who Cameron was, his personality. They had to. You feel me? They knew what they was doing. I don't know.
It's either they knew exactly what they were doing or they didn't do any homework. And it's like, shame on them either way.
Ain't no way. A worldwide news company is not going to follow up with.
Yes.
They know the extras. So, like, you're not going to know the person you in. Come on.
Hold on. What is the. Back in the day, years ago, they had him on. A show called Dateline or something. I don't know if y'all remember this. So there was a guy, he's asking Cameron, he was like, yo, if you had a serial killer living next door to you, would you tell him? Would you know what I'm saying? Would you tell? Or basically, would you call the police? Cameron was like, yo, nah, I wouldn't call no fucking police. He's like, I'm not calling no police. He's like, yo, I'm going to move.
He's like, for sure. I ain't going to lie. For sure. Like,
yo, bro, y'all got to look this shit up, son. It was on Dateline.
Why would you go out your way to tell
it? It was on Dateline NBC or something. I think it was something like Dateline NBC.
Solutions.
Like, and he was like, yo, bro. He was like, yo, bro, I'm not telling on this nigga, son. Like,
come on.
He's like, yo, I'm going
to
move.
If you was a serial killer, you want your neighbor to tell on you?
It's true.
He said, yo, he said, the nigga said, yo, I'm going to see the nigga say what's up. Man, act regular. He was like, man, if I know he's sitting there eating people or serial killing people, he was like, nigga, I'm moving. Like,
oh no,
yo, bro, that nigga's fun. But he said this years ago.
Yeah.
So for them to bring him on CNN now,
what he was,
they had to know this nigga. This nigga's crazy.
Yeah.
And to point something out about it, yo, shout out to Horsepower.
Shout out to Horsepower.
Yo,
for sure.
He drunk his horsepower during the show.
Yeah.
And his exact words, yo, I'm about to get some cheeks after this. Yo, this thing is crazy, bro.
Okay. That's a fact. Oh, that's how I'm feeling right now with the Donovan.
Yo, son, I'm about to get some cheeks after this, you heard? Like,
oh, God.
I'm feeling on my son, Donovan.
Yo,
man.
Shout out to Cameron. Yo, shout out to It Is What It Is, man. Yo,
shout out to It Is What It Is, man. Yo, I really rock with that podcast.
No. Definitely, man. She's fine. Yo.
Okay.
Very on brand, you know, Cam being Cam. I think, honestly, it's easy for somebody to, like, judge from the outside because it's like, oh, this is a respectable news outlet. But it's like, when you hear the questions they were asking him, it had nothing to do with his whole podcast. It had nothing to do with
him. They didn't give a fuck about his podcast.
They didn't care about it. So it's like, why should he care about
his podcast?
The crazy thing is, he shouted out his own podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
They never
he had to. That's what he was doing.
Yo, that shit is sad.
He seen what was going on. He was like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
All the good stuff he doing.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Podcast. Yo, it's a lot of stuff he doing. Yo, they was even talking about, they said something about Mace.
Mm-hmm.
I think something about every day this Mace speaks to children on FaceTime, bro.
Yeah.
What you mean?
Mm-hmm.
No. What you mean speak to like
Mace takes, yo, Mace takes time out of his day to speak to children on FaceTime, man.
What that
positive
mean, though?
Things, you know what I'm saying? Telling them positive things. Like, you know what
positive
I'm just,
things like?
I don't know.
Like, no, what he is mentors Mace? Them. You had the
yeah,
right
okay,
idea.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that
what do you mean, though? Like,
but yo, he speaks to them, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mentors them, give them positive information, like, to help children.
Okay.
Yo, they didn't speak none about that shit, bro. They didn't care about none of that shit. None of the positive things that they do.
They just want to shed negative light. I feel like that's what the world.
That's what they care.
The news outlets be trying to do anyways.
All
like,
they care about
just
the negative
shit.
Yeah, negative shit. Yeah.
They never going to show you the positives.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's boring.
Yeah.
Controversy. Oh, yeah. Let me get into them real quick. Anything
they was hoping, I really think they was hoping Cameron was gonna say some negative shit about
them. They did.
They was hoping he was gonna say some that. That's why they brought Cameron on, because they thought he was gonna say some real negative shit about Diddy. Mm-hmm. And
they're like, look how brash he is. Look how he just you know, shoots from the hip, says whatever he wants. Nah, but
that's
he knows
exactly what they were saying.
That's what they
though.
Were thinking. I know. Trust me.
Yeah,
pretty much. And they didn't get that. They got something completely different.
I said, come on.
They did.
Niggas, yo, I'm
try
weird.
Again next time, yo.
That's a fact. And what's up with this Kendrick Lamar thing, man?
Kendrick yeah, my Lamar. Son is number one and shit.
Yo, get nah.
That's crazy. They not like us. Chill. I'm not.
Listen, they not like you at the top of the charts of the Billboard charts, bro. He's number one.
Nah, for sure. For sure.
So
they playing that shit in every club too, bro. Like, I'm at Sweets the other day. They playing that shit back to back, back to back to back.
Big Queens vibes.
I'm always in Sweets.
And Queens?
Yeah. Pull up. We out tonight? What we doing?
I'm dead ass. You out tonight?
Dead ass, bro.
Yo, Doc, man. Yo, Doc. He don't call me, son.
Yo, this nigga. He don't be out. He don't go to
nah,
the
Doc.
He don't party. Done. He's not
Doc,
party.
Let's go to let's outside. We going to strip club, son. Yo, bro.
Sweet for our viewers.
Yo, bro,
I
got a couple beds right
joint.
Now. Yo,
sweet.
We are, nigga, we in the strip club.
Like, oh, my God. It's a movie.
Doc,
it's a movie. I'm on that. I got some.
Yo, Chris, we at the strip club?
I got some lights
nah,
to celebrate.
Nah, FaceTime me.
FaceTime me.
You know,
yo,
I'm there
but speaking on, they not. Yo, I'm going to be real with you. Yo, I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you. That shit trash.
What?
They not like us.
All right, wait.
That shit trash.
See. As an artist, I can't be biased. You feel me? I'm a real nigga at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. That's a hard song. You think so? It's a bop. That's like the Cali flow, mustard on the beat, going crazy on them. You feel me?
Sound like you got your chucks on, cuz.
Yo, chair. But I'm saying them.
Yeah.
But I jacked the song. But feel me. Drake as an artist as a whole. It's Drake, like it's Drake. Feel me? I feel like he really carried. So feel me? I don't know. But yo, number one, congratulations to you. I ain't hating on it.
I'm gonna be real with you.
It's a tough song.
They cheated my nigga Drake, bro.
And you never know.
Cheated him out.
The back end, like feel me? They could be paying that,
bro. They wanted Drake to fail from the beginning.
Who's they?
Everybody.
There's a lot of people that be hating
everybody,
on Drake.
It's really an army of haters on Drake. For no reason, bro.
They want Kendrick to win. They gonna help Kendrick win. They gonna push this shit to the top.
They wanted Drake to lose from the beginning.
People got over that after everything he's done.
Rules behind
Drake. Drake didn't have a chance from the beginning, bro. Real shit.
I remember his first, you know, couple years. It was rough. But he won. I feel like he won us over. He won everybody over. I'm surprised he still had enemies at this level. No, because he has
his core fans.
Yeah.
That's always going to jack him. The people's always going to jack him. But the people that's putting money behind these machines to make shit number one, they're not jacking.
Think about that shit, bro. This nigga's at the top of everything.
Yeah.
Nigga, you think that nigga don't got a lot of haters?
I believe it.
Yo, bro. If you sit here and look at the comments under all these posts when they sit here and was talking about this beef and how many haters Drake had, bro.
I did not understand
this shit, bro.
There's more Drake haters than Kendrick.
Yes.
Wow. Good point.
Yo, that's a fact.
It's more Drake haters than Kendrick fans. You hear what he said? That's a fact, bro.
That's
some
true.
Some don't even know Kendrick. They're not even a fan of
nigga,
Kendrick.
Nigga, Drake ain't even.
They just want to jack him.
Kendrick don't even do nothing. Yo, I'm sorry. Yo. Yo, I'm sorry, son. No, I'm going in, bro.
Nah, he a goat too, bro. You can't.
No, the nigga. No. All right. Hold on.
But it's just Drake. It's levels to this
legacy,
shit.
Legacy.
It's levels to this
hold
shit.
On. Legacy, hold on. Hold on. Kendrick is nice. Yo, Kendrick is literally
Kendrick
nice.
Is literally. Yo,
I'm not going. I'm going to give him his credit. That nigga's nice, bro. The nigga's nice, but he's not no Drake.
He's not. And I agree completely.
No 100%. Way. It's no way he won that battle.
I told you, if my son Drake came on some fuck being on some chill shit, we go 0 to 100, nigga. Real. I'm trying to show if he would have been number one.
Yeah.
Number one. What about my mother? But he disappointed a lot of people. So it's like, you know what? They gave it to Kendrick. That's how I see it. That's just my opinion. It's just my opinion.
So you didn't.
I agree with that.
So y'all didn't respect none of his diss records.
Who?
Drake's.
I respected the what?
Push-ups.
Family Matter. What? Push-ups? What?
Family Matter. Yeah. Family Matters is fire.
So. Come on, bro. Like, I'm jacking it. No, I'm jacking it.
I feel like he was playing.
That's the one with the beat. That's the one with the beat switching up and all.
Yeah.
That shit was fire, son.
It was cool. He wasn't war ready.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Yo, Drake.
Drop a 50.
That Family Matter. Yo, Doc. Family Matters. That shit'll go crazy in the club, right?
But
you don't hear it
in the club as much as us right now.
Didn't that shit switch like a drill beat or some shit,
bro?
My nigga, come on, son.
I was really trying to.
He did PG. That nigga was. My nigga was walking on that beat, nigga.
Kendrick was crazy with that accent.
They not like us. Yo, chill.
I can't believe y'all right now, man.
He said, mustard on the beat. Yo, chill.
He was
bopping on that shit. That should make you like,
he was bopping on it.
I can't lie.
I didn't look at it as a diss record. I looked at it as a bop. It was a bop. That's some shit you could play in the club.
Shit.
You feel me?
That was some marketable shit. He knew what he was doing.
He said, A minor.
That was fire. When he said OV ho, I was
niggas
like,
OV ho.
Once
niggas
I heard that,
really singing that shit though.
That was over.
They wild.
I'm not about to say here.
Nigga said, "Yo,
I'm sorry."
I do.
Yeah.
Family Matters is a bop, though.
Family Matters definitely is a bop.
I bought that every day. That's the best diss song for the artist.
Family Matters, right? Family Matters is fire. That's why.
Get a beat production.
I don't understand what everybody hearing because Family Matters is great. Yo, that shit.
They
Family Matters
have a versus. with just the diss tracks, like, in front of everybody.
Listening to you guys, I just realized.
What?
I think I found the problem.
Performance-wise, they both performing, though.
Yeah.
You gotta really, you gotta win the crowd. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Drake too much defense, not enough offense.
Yeah.
Kendrick was on his ass.
Yeah, he was sniping.
Pause.
First of all, pause.
No Diddy.
I don't know. You feel me? But yeah, no, he really was. He was on him. Drake was explaining himself a little too much.
He was, but I feel like, I mean, Drake didn't really have to say much. A nigga that's
talking about something. He was talking about something. He fed him the information he's saying right now. I was like, oh shit, he's talking, but I don't know. I feel like he should.
Let me ask
diminish
you
this. His character.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You was sitting there, all right. You was like, if Drake came on the track like 0 to 100, mm-hmm. right? If he came on that type of level, right?
Yo, ain't nobody fucking with him.
Let's remember, that time Drake was still hungry.
Ain't no when. Why the hunger should stop? Like,
no, the hunger doesn't stop. No.
Not hungry no more.
No. I'm not saying the hunger stop. But yo, if you over at the top, man, you the king of this shit, man.
Exactly.
You running
the
shit,
king
bro.
Of this shit, and somebody trying to come for your crown, you gotta ice up, king.
Facts.
What do you mean? My fault, pardon.
That's a fact. But that's what I'm saying. Usually, you know what I'm saying. Like, the king is usually laid back because they running shit. You don't think so?
There's always a time to step up as the king and show people why you the king.
That's
bro.
A fact.
Are people gonna play with you? Like, you see, my son Kendrick playing.
My nigga, Hov always did that.
Feel me?
Jay-Z always did that. Show he was the king.
That's a fact.
Anybody that came at him,
don't play with him.
Yo, I'm gonna say this before we end this podcast. Who remember Jay-Z at the top of the game? Right, 50 Cent comes in. 50 Cent talks his shit, talking about Jay-Z. Right. Jay-Z said one bar that backed 50 off. And y'all know what that bar was?
What was the bar?
I'm about a dollar. What the fuck is 50 cents?
Oh my God.
That's all the nigga had to say.
Yeah.
I'm about a dollar. What the fuck is 50 cents? Yo, 50 Cent ain't never say nothing about this nigga again.
You don't even got enough money to beef with that nigga.
Nigga, that's the point of a king. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. He was a king. He was running shit, bro.
Not really though.
And he didn't really have to say much. You don't think so?
He didn't. But you see, he said that one thing.
He said that one thing, bro.
Feel me? See, he stepped up a little bit. He was like, he ain't fully step up. Like, hold on. But the nigga said, you feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me? You gotta step up a little bit just to show. Mm-hmm. Feel me? That's all. That's it.
Yeah. You can't
and Drake
let it go
needed
past
to.
You.
Drake was just like this the whole time.
Laid back.
I was trying to keep it heady. Nah, I rate it all, nigga. The fuck is you talking about?
I was trying to
all,
keep
nigga.
It PG.
Like, what are you talking about?
It's time for rated R.
Rated R, nigga.
Yo, turn that shit up, right?
Like that. Yeah.
Get violent. To fight back.
Nigga said, fight back. Get up.
Joe Nah, Drake should have got violent.
He underestimated the serious and the magnitude.
Nah,
because
my son Kendrick was on that.
Yeah.
And notice, my son Drake still had writers. My son Kendrick didn't have writers.
That's a fact.
I definitely look like at the credits.
Yo, wait.
Are you getting help? My son is talking.
Wait. I understand what you're saying, but let's get something. Let me put this out there. Drake does write his own music.
He does.
Yes.
He does, but
right.
I could write my own music, but
he still writes his own
music. You in the room with me writing a song and y'all giving me bars a little bit, I might put that in there. Kendrick is in a room by himself.
But
yeah, let me.
But hold on, legacy. Yeah, hold difference. On. It's okay
it's
for that.
Okay. It's okay.
That doesn't mean that you're not a lyricist. No. Hold on.
How did he get
everybody,
the huh? How did Kendrick get the information? Somebody helped him get that.
I mean, you do your research.
Hold on. Drake even said it. That information was fed to him, bro.
Type shit.
So Kendrick got help with that.
But now the people
got
to bring that to light and
he
show
got
who's lying.
That's what I'm saying. The nigga's lying. That nigga got help, bro.
We gotta see who the facts. We just gotta.
Yo,
see
bro.
Facts.
Let me say something. Can I, let me say
bring
something.
Bring that up.
Yo, you're an artist, bro. How many? You always got people in the studio with you. You always.
Nah,
you got your manager.
Mean,
hold on. You got your manager. You got other artists or whoever, right? Mm-hmm. In the studio with you. You never in the studio by yourself, right?
Nah.
All right. So you trying to tell me? People that's in the studio with you never give an input to they what they try. Think you should say
on the so show. They try. No they funny try. Shit. I don't. That don't be taking a lot of try. People's input. Like if to me, no funny shit. No funny shit. Because I gotta look at you like nigga. Have you even made a hit before? Like, do you know what a hit is? Like, feel me. So why are you telling me how to feel me? But like, I'll take certain people's inputs. Like mm-hmm. my son Doc. I'll take another artist like me. Yeah. Feel me. Like certain people. But I mean, nah. 9 times out of 10, it's strictly me. Like, it's really me. Like, you could say what you want. I'm like, all right, bet you try it. All right, bet I'm gonna do this. I mean, because I already have an image, like what I want to hear. I already know what I want
to hear. Yeah. But shit. The thing is with Drake, I don't think nobody just straight writes his music for him.
Now I feel like at a point in time, he was dead ass just taking nigga songs. Because Cash Cobain even wrote his verse for his shit.
But when you an artist, yo. Everybody know when you a superstar, you get handed.
Nah, music, that's a fact.
People come to you with music.
People come to me
like,
and want me to sing.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say.
But that's there's nothing wrong with that. But in a time like you're going head to head, you like fake battle rapping with this nigga. Like you're supposed to write your shit. Like it's supposed to be you and him. Like
he gets
he don't this he not calling his team.
It's like, do you understand the culture?
It's a 1-on-1 right now. Like, what we doing? Like. He's trying to bring it back to the block, old times, like just me and you. Let me hear what you got. Like, I'm coming for you, bro. Like, Drake is over here. Like,
He's
trying to play his industry card on
it's
him.
True.
Like,
it's
yo,
not,
Jeff.
It's not cool. We
nah,
know.
Nah, bro.
This is the time where it's like, it's just really your skill against mine.
Damn, man. Y'all not going to sit here keep talking about Drake like this, man.
Nah, that's my
yo,
son.
Yo, Drake, man.
Yo, V.O.
Yo, Drake, you hear them, man. I'm supporting you 100%. You heard?
Nah.
Don't listen.
You, we all that, supporting you, Drake.
That's a six guy right
it's
there.
It's on
like,
you.
Six like, guy.
That's
OVO,
a six
you
guy.
Heard?
For me? For sure.
It's on you.
Yo, so that's the end of our, you know, say I have top topics. Yo.
Nah, for sure.
Legacy,
yo,
thank you for supporting us.
You know, thank you for coming.
Appreciate you for having me again. You feel me? I'm here.
Facts, this was fire. But yeah, I already know what it is, man. The Money Trail Podcast.
Yo. Insane money music.